This week, the Richmond City Council will hear a proposal to transfer oversight responsibilities for two of Richmond's industrial properties to a more stringent department of the California Environmental Protection Agency. Reporting for KPFA is Gabrielle Reardon.
The resolution would grant toxic cleanup oversight jurisdiction to the Department of Toxic Substances Control, or the DTSC, for two sections of the former Richmond Zeneca site, currently regulated by the San Francisco Regional Water Quality Control Board. The move follows the release on Tuesday of a lengthy report and cleanup order issued by the DTSC regarding the site, commonly known as Uplands, the only site which it currently oversees, which found high levels of known carcinogens, some exceeding 4,500 times the legally permitted amounts. The Marin-based Simeon Properties had planned to build a 1,330-unit housing complex on the site. The report's conclusions stem from soil, groundwater, and sediment samples taken from the Upland site. The order requires the company to properly caution people to keep out, remove contaminated marsh soil at the site, repair the thin cap covering the 350,000 yards of contaminated soil buried on the site, assess the risks of potential exposure, and to implement a public participation program. Sherry Padgett with the Bay Area Residents for Responsible Development says the cleanup order is an excellent move, but long overdue.
DTSC's issuance of this order is an outstanding first step in the right direction and represents a lot of the initial questions that should have been asked back in 1998 when Zeneca first started to make plans to demolish the site and start remediation. So here we are, 7 years later. Everything that was ever constructed and used on the site is now having to be brought forward to DTSC. And all of that should have happened back in late 97, early 98, when the site was slated for demolition.
Cherokee Simeon Ventures, the brownfield revitalization company currently operating at the Zeneca site, defends its actions, saying it has cooperated with the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Board to clean up the site. Spokesperson Jason Kijian.
I think it is important to note that a $20 million remedial effort has already been conducted on the site, and so what we're talking about is working with the regulators to really complete a remedial effort and ensure the clean and safe reuse of the property.
Padgett, however, says there were problems with that plan.
That plan was a plan to scoop it up and bury it on site rather than haul it off. And the end result was a 30 acres, average 8 feet high, 350,000 cubic yards of toxic material that is now capped, and that's a very thin temporary cap on this 85-acre site. And so there are a lot of questions being asked about how that happened, because during the process of building it, the Regional Water Quality Control Board issued a cleanup order for a self-monitored cleanup. So Zeneca had the opportunity to monitor themselves on one of the most toxic sites in the state.
Local Richmond residents and activists have been organizing to pressure legislators and local authorities to establish proper oversight that will prioritize public health. California Assemblymember Lonnie Hancock has introduced legislation to change the current policy, which gives companies operating waste sites a choice in what regulatory agencies will oversee their work. Sula Culver, an activist with the Richmond Progressive Alliance, is outraged at the city's negligence.
That cap that was put over the waste was and is inadequate to contain the toxic materials on the site. It's an outrage that people's health seems to come last when developers and city government get together.
In response to the problem, Richmond City Council member Gail McLaughlin will present a resolution to the council this Tuesday to request the California EPA transfer oversight of the marsh and of the bordering UC Field Station site from the Water Board to the DTSC. She argues that the Water Board does not have the public's protection as its mission. Richmond City Council member Gail McLaughlin.
We have a highly toxic site here and profound level of toxicity with 100 plus years of manufacture of chemicals, and we don't have the proper oversight here. And unless we address the urgent need to oversee this cleanup work and to stop work on the site until the proper cleanup plan is in place, we're putting the citizens of Richmond, the community, the workers at risk.
The City Council meeting will be held this Tuesday at 1401 Marina Way South in Richmond at 7 p.m. For the KPFA Weekend News, I'm Gabriella Reardon.